When you really understand how to program your mind, the amount of being able to just enjoy life is incredible. And all of the time, people will say to me, "Well, of course, you're so happy you got your life back." And I'll say, "It's actually the other way around. As I programmed my mind, my body healed." And so, just the more that we really understand that change starts from within, the more it's transformative.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Today's episode is sponsored by book number two from Dominic Dom Brightman, Stay the Course, The Elite Performer's Seven Secret Keys to Sustainable Success. It is the field guide to help unleash the elite performer that is inside of you. Cop it today on Amazon.com or heading over to DomBrightman.com and snag it in book, ebook, and audiobook. So that way you can take it on the go and get yourself on the go to your northbound success. And today on the Highlight Reel Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today. That's right, today another super special, awesome human, y'all, because my goodness, you're in for a treat that's good enough to eat five times over indeed, because today's wonderful guests, we got another bookcaster in the house, y'all, another bookcaster, not just any bookcaster. She's an award-winning bookcaster, so you have that right, folks. She put pen to paper to join the business of immortality with the magical book. She also hosts a show that's even won awards, and on top of that, she's also a world-renowned mind-body healing expert, TEDx speaker, and a Hall of Fame martial artist. So a rarity for this show. We rarely have Hall of Fame martial artists on the show, so that's right, folks. So watch out. She can probably kick your butt and break your arm in five different places and then have you tag-teaming with the turkey on Thanksgiving. So let's give it up for the beautiful and generous Brandy Gilmore. How you doing today, Brandy?
I have to say, that was one of the best introductions. But after I was kicking anybody's butt, I would help them to heal themselves, of course. I am, of course, just joking. I haven't done martial arts for quite a few years now. But fun. Yeah. So it's wonderful to connect with you. How's your day going?
Oh, it's going north. I was about to say that's one hell of a client acquisition strategy. I'm like, yeah, there we go. This is the real sales they don't talk about.
That's too funny. You know, I got to be honest with you. The last thing I ever thought that I would be doing is writing a book and healing. Like, as you said, you know, I used to be in martial arts. And by the way, just to kind of put context around it, I used to do martial arts, very, very active, then ended up wheelchair, walker, cane for injured. My doctor said that I wasn't going to get better, on morphine every day, just an absolute mess. And so it makes you grateful for what for even just walking or being able to work out. So it's life changing.
There you go. That's right, from dime to a quarter. Definitely life changing indeed. That's right indeed. All the change indeed. So my goodness, as with all introductions, not allowed to be 75.5 years long and probably covered, I don't know, 7.5 days is whole much to unpack indeed. Because if I'm not mistaken, you're a network engineer on top of doing our martial arts too, right?
I used to do, yep, network engineering and operations. Basically, I worked in telecommunications. So which, by the way, was actually very, very helpful in helping me to do what I do today. Because when I worked for very large telecommunications companies, and I would troubleshoot networks and figure out what was the issue with the network and then fix it. And so what's interesting is then when I was injured, I ended up troubleshooting the network of my brain and my nervous system. And so I would say that I don't know that I could do what I do today without that training. So it's funny how the universe God, divine energy, whatever you want to call it. It's funny how everything kind of comes together.
There you go. Together like PB&J. You'll love to see it indeed. So what led you to that field of expertise? Because the classic stereotype is like chicks avoid computers, but it's like network engineer. It's like, dude, that's freaking amazing. How'd you end up there?
I always loved math and critical thinking, and I finished high school early. And so I started going to college early. And then it was during the whole, online.com boom. So part of what I did was supporting like America Online's network when everything was just booming and one telecom company was buying another. And so I went through that. I loved technology. I loved the excitement of it. And so it was something I just, it caught me and it was just a beautiful, beautiful trip. It was a beautiful career. I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's what I'm talking about indeed. And then the martial arts. So what was it? Was it like a variety of things? Was it Taekwondo, karate, and Tai Chi and stuff like that?
It was a combination, but I was part of the USTU. So it was the United States Taekwondo Union was really ultimately. So it's so young. I think the first time I went to Junior Olympics, I was like 13 or 12 or something like that. And then it just continued to grow from there. So it was something that I got into it because my dad had always been in martial arts growing up. And so it was a bonding thing. It was like I had certain things that I did with my mother and certain things that I did with my dad, and sports and soccer and martial arts were those things with him.
Yeah, so hashtag brilliant Brandy.
Thank you. Did you grow up having any like special sports with your parents or anything like that? No.
Surprisingly. No, not really. My brother was the athlete of the two of us. He was always into basketball, especially. He definitely loved basketball. Never got to like NBA or anything like that, but he loved basketball. Was really great at it. Loved bowling too.
Did he? That's what I love is even just watching youth go through and be in sports. It makes you want to just be healthy and full of life, and not just youth, but even now. I mean, I love enjoying sports and that's grateful now that I've healed myself, being able to do that again and work out and enjoy sports. It's just a gift. It's, it's just full of life. So.
Yeah, that's right. Full of life indeed. And speaking of life, you didn't give up on life. And what was it, 2 back-to-back accidents, was it, that caused you to be stuck in a wheelchair and a cane and all the darn morphine?
I had a car accident first, and then after that, a while later, I had a fall, and I fell just wrong, just right, however you want to say it. But I ended up, was diagnosed with a whole bunch of CRPS and spinal end plate fractures, and so a lot of different ailments. And basically, I went from living a full life to being wheelchair walker cane, and on a good day I could get around with the wheelchair walker cane, and on a bad day I didn't make it out of bed, and I was a mess, yeah, for a lot of years.
There you go. So go ahead.
I was gonna say, this is what like the idea of mind body healing for a lot of people, and no, for me personally, would have sounded impossible. And one thing that really woke me up was the awareness that people in different personalities, like people with multiple personalities, can have different pain, different ailments when they're in different personalities. There's even a well-known study where there's a woman who was legally blind and medically blind in some personalities, but not in others. And people in different personalities can have different blood pressure, different body temperature, different brain scans. I mean, EKGs, I mean, just EEGs. I mean, it's amazing when we stop and look at the difference. And to me, the idea of healing with the mind would have sounded just ridiculous. But the more I delved into all of the research, the more I started realizing how much power our minds really have over our bodies.
Wow, that's Wow. First time hearing that one. Is that just one of the magical tidbits to expect from your upcoming book?
Actually, the reason it is in there is because to me, I mean, after I was injured, I really just wanted to give up. I was living in so much pain, and when my doctor said I wasn't going to heal, what happened is I kept asking for another specialist, another specialist, and then finally, I had been going to a research hospital, and they were able to get me in to a study, and I thought, oh my gosh, like I'm gonna get my life back. And so I literally counted down the days to this study. Like I felt like a kid before Christmas waiting for this study. And so the study came, and my friend took me to the hospital, wheeled me in my wheelchair, got there, and basically, a long story short, the doctor, he looked at me and he said, he re-reviewed my chart, and he basically said, he said, Miss Gilmore, we don't expect you to get better. You can't be a part of the study. And I felt like I swallowed a tennis ball. Like I just was choking back tears. And and that day, I think it was the next day, maybe I woke up and I just didn't even want to live anymore. I was just like, what's the point? Like I can't live in this much pain. I have no quality of life. And then this thought or voice came into my head, and it was like, but what about the placebo? And it's a known fact that a certain percentage of people can actually experience real physical changes and physiological changes from a placebo. And so I thought, well, I have to figure out what's going on in the mind. And then it sent me down this rabbit hole of understanding things like this, that the awareness that people with multiple personality disorder could have different ailments that are incurable. They could have incurable asthma in one personality, but not in another. And so it really started to wake me up, and I started looking at, well, what else is going on? So it is technically the research and what I found is definitely in the book. And so for that reason, MPD is as well.
Okay. So you're saying in a past life you were the real Sasha Fierce. That's what that sounds like I'm hearing. I'm not thinking Brandi Gilmore is just one of her personalities. All right. Now it all makes sense now.
I love it. And during my injury, that was part of what I was thinking, is I was like, how do I get a personality that doesn't have, how do I create that mindset that doesn't have illness? Because I had been working on, the meditation and all of these, which was already outside of the box for me, but then I was doing it for years, and meditation and affirmations and theta state and delta state and binaural beats and all of these things, and it wasn't working. And that's when I really started saying, okay, well, I need to understand the science behind it. How does it work? And the more that I could understand how it worked, the more it helped me to understand how to implement it.
Yeah, there you go. Act as if on a new level. That's what I'm talking about indeed. I'm talking about indeed. So my goodness, having that wonderful, miraculous healing and then helping other folks to have healing as well. So my goodness, so I was like going through the process, really learning about yourself and then eventually learning about others to where it's like, oh, let me start a magical podcast to help other people.
Actually, what happened is after I healed myself, I thought people are going to think that I'm crazy. Like for me to go from wheelchair, walker, cane, I mean, I was a mess. For example, right now I'm between 5'8", 5'9", and I'm about 128 pounds and about a size 4. And at that time I was about 93 pounds at my lowest point. Like my legs were the size of my arms. I was a mess. And so I thought people are going to think I'm nuts. And also, I'm basically, there was this thing in my head that said, if I ever got better, I would share with others what I did. Now, at the time I made that agreement, I thought to myself, well, it's going to be, some magical herb from the Amazon, or maybe it's going to be a fish oil or something like that, because I had been going through supplements. But either way, what really happened is I thought after I got better and healed myself, I thought, well, I'm just going to tell my doctors and they're going to want to, help everybody. But of course, that wasn't the case. But everybody had to see that it works. And so I went on this journey to didn't just show people, and And so I was, so they could see it. So I started showing it under medical equipment. I started showing people how to release their own pain using their mind under medical equipment so you could see the results. So it wasn't just placebo, not placebo analgesia. You can actually see that there's physiological results happening and that people are releasing their pain. And so it led me on this journey to just to showing it. And then what happened is then I was asked to speak on this stage and then that stage and then give a TED talk. And it wasn't ever actually a plan. And then somebody, and then I helped a woman heal her tumor in her throat. And then she's like, well, you need to make sure to get your book out soon. And so it's just been this unfoldment that has beautifully happened.
That's what I'm talking about indeed. I'm talking about indeed. Yeah, folks are like, man, this lady's a quack. She can't be real, can she? Like, oh shoot, she's actually for real. All right. They didn't teach me this in medical school.
You know what's funny, as actually speaking of, is I was actually speaking to a medical scientist about a week and a half ago. And he has been a medical scientist for over 40 years. And his wife even was all in medical field, et cetera, et cetera. And he read my book and he was shocked that energy of the body was a real thing. And a lot of people are. A lot of people think energy of the body is just some woo-woo thing. Now, what most people don't realize is that a medical scientist discovered it in 1923. His name is Alexander Gerswich. And he was nominated for the Nobel Prize 11 times. And wow. Not only that, right? Not only that, but there is current research on energy of the body, biophotons, in this database that is ran by the Smithsonian and Harvard. So it's under the NASA agreement. So there's energy in the body. The thing is a lot of doctors don't know that, but it's been proven time and time again, and again, is in a database of the Smithsonian and Harvard. So it's medically proven that our bodies are emitting energy, but a lot of people don't know what to do with that energy. So that's another key piece as I was researching how to heal that really came to light for me.
Wow, okay. Sounds like, my goodness, it's 2024 now. So that's at least 100 years, if I'm not mistaken then, right?
100 years, yeah. When he first discovered it, it was called mitogenetic radiation is what he named it. So mitogenetic radiation, and then it got renamed biophotons. And I know it sounds a bit technical, but a way to think about it is, you know, a light bulb emits particles of light called photons, or the sun emits photons, and biophotons are just little particles of energy and light that come from biological organisms. And of course you can't see it, it's invisible, it's ultra weak, but it emits from the physical body. And so most people don't realize that that is occurring. And even this medical scientist that I was talking to, he was shocked. He was like, how is it that I've been a medical scientist for 40 years? He's been on the board of all kinds of things and had no idea that our physical bodies actually emit light energy, and it's been proven medically.
Yeah, gotta wonder. It's like, man, what else are they keeping hidden out there? I was like, oh, they probably won't need this information. They'll be all right. Yeah, we'll teach about the pills. Yeah, we'll give them the pill dictionary. Yeah, that'll work. Well,
to your point, what's interesting, or you know, is that we've long known that stress affects the physical body. Even in the 1970s, it was shown that stress could impact the immune system, the white blood cell count. And what is crazy is if you think about it, this is 50 years later, and stress has not been any part of our medical system. So in other words, we know it's affecting the immune system. So if somebody can die from a weak immune, like they have all kinds of illness and whatnot, and never has it really been integrated into the medical system. And don't get me wrong, it's actually starting to happen more and more. In fact, the Surgeon General just last year released a statement that loneliness is detrimental for the health and increases chance of diabetes and illness and all of these things. So it's starting. So people are starting to wake up, but we've known that stress impacts the body. And so it's really about understanding how to master our mindset to be able to change it. So we're not just knowing it's impacting us, but actually then being able to use our minds to create a real shift.
There you go, folks. Find yourself some friends and keep them, y'all. That's right, indeed. Make a bunch of them. That's right, indeed. Have a bunch of them. Have a whole tribe if you have to. That's right, indeed. That's right. They get around some magical people. That's right, indeed. People will occasionally people, but it's okay to be around people, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. So, my goodness, so with all these wonderful studies, do you think you may one day pursue a doctorate or a PhD yourself?
I mean, technically, I have one in natural healing. But as far as what's interesting is the things that I have figured out in working with the mind are different from what schools teach. So I went to a natural health university that's alternative and went and got my credentials. And to be honest with you, I'm all about integrity. Integrity is so important to me. And I was answering questions on the tests like I knew they needed to be answered, but not like I agreed. Like I knew how to answer it to get the question right. And so I answered it to get the question right and not what I knew to be true. And so it didn't. So a lot of times I just leave the PhD off because it just doesn't feel like it aligns with me fully, you know?
Yeah, there we go. I knew there were some parts of the homework I missed.
I'm impressed. You did your homework well, though.
Oh, man. So my goodness. So since you've been on so many interviews on both sides of the game as a host and a guest, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often?
Is there a question I wish folks would ask me more often? You know what? People come up with some really, really great questions. And that right there is a great question. The biggest thing I really want people to know is that imagine if there was somebody walking around and they have an anxiety attack and they're having a panic attack, and they have them throughout the day. Now imagine if they had no idea it was connected to their emotions. And so they're like, okay, well, I'm shortness of breath. I can't breathe. My heart's beating. I wonder why. Let me do all these medical tests. Let me figure it out. Oh my gosh, something's wrong. My body's not working right. But of course, we know it's connected to emotions. And when we start to look at emotions, I mean, you know, if we think about somebody who's embarrassed, their face turns red, or somebody with sexual thought, sexual physical response, different for men and women, but there's a physical response, or even somebody can be so scared, their heart skips a beat, or even scared to death. And so we can see that emotions impact us, or even a senior can lose a spouse or broken heart syndrome. Somebody can die of a broken heart. And so if emotions can affect us to the point of death and they're no part of our medical system, it doesn't really make any sense. And so, but the other thing is all the time I'll work with people and I show them how to release pain or heal themselves from all kinds of things. And it's not because I'm so amazing. Yes, I'm amazing, but we're all amazing. And it's the awareness that when we stop and understand that there are emotions going on at a subconscious level, they're impacting us. They create pain and illness and immune problems and autoimmune problems. And in fact, Harvard just did a study recently, a 2020 study, that suggested that autoimmune conditions were a result from stress. And so point being is that we have all of this information, but nobody's really using it. And so it's like walking around with an anxiety attack and then not knowing that it's connected to emotions. And so when we start to, so my hope is just, I know for me that I would just love to see more and more people wake up to the awareness of healing, because I know what it feels like to spend years and years and years in pain. My own injury and my own subconscious emotions had to do with 9/11, which I didn't even know the events from September 11 even really affected me, because it was stored in my subconscious mind. And so it's just waking up to a new awareness. And so I would say that's what's on my heart.
So waking up to a new awareness, right? Days, right? Day. Yep. It's actually interesting how that works indeed. Because, yeah, emotions are powerful. It's actually kind of interesting how the human body is and how it's so interconnected. And basically, we only may be using a certain percentage of it. There's really nobody out there is probably using it at its full capacity at 100% at this point, considering all the stuff that's out there and that we know about and the things that's folks don't know about.
Right. You know, one way I kind of look at it is also like this is if you think about, have you heard of the 4 minute mile, where basically,
Oh yeah, Bannister, yeah.
Yeah, Roger Bannister. I love that. You know the story.
Yeah, that's right indeed. Folks thought, oh, nobody can run a mile in 4 freaking minutes. Nobody. Impossible. Can't be done. And then he was able to do it. And then some guy after him, if I'm not mistaken, was able to do it even quicker. And then now it's, at least back when I was in high school, like that was like the bare minimum of what you had to do in high school. If I think it was like, I'm not sure if it was my 9th or 10th grade year, you had to run a freaking mile in like 4 minutes, or at least they wanted you to get it done in 4 minutes.
It's become like a new set, even for the Olympic, it's all kinds of things. So 4 minutes. So, but what I love is this, is it was thought to be impossible. Then Roger Bannister did it. And then after that, everybody realized they could. And the same is true. You know, all the time I'll work with people who think it's impossible to heal with the mind. And then I show them how to get results. And then it's fun because then they say, oh my gosh, I had a headache and I was able to get rid of it. And then other people, I've seen people heal from being bedridden, and all autoimmune conditions, blood work changing, I mean, all kinds of things. And so to me, it's the same thing. It's like waking up to a new level of awareness.
Yes, right indeed, right indeed. So speaking of awareness and all this wonderful knowledge you got in your magical head, how was it like putting your magical book together? Because I'm sure there's a whole bunch of stuff that you wanted to put in, but you probably couldn't fit in.
Oh my gosh, you are so spot on. You know this all too well. Yeah. Oh yeah. It was a lot longer initially, and the publisher wanted it to be much shorter. So it's a process. It's a process. So you're well aware of. Do you have books?
Oh yeah, I got 4 under my belt, working on my 5th/3rd solo book that hopefully should be out before this interview is out. Hopefully. But we'll see. We shall see. The walls just keep walling. It's mostly me.
Oh, funny.
So what can folks expect from the magical book? And is there going to be a part 2, since there's stuff that didn't make it to part 1?
You know, what I did is tried like crazy to get it in there. I also put some book bonuses in the books where I had to remove this chapter or that or whatnot. I put some book bonuses in there so they can just get a video version or audio version of information to help them along the way. So I worked out a few things. And so in the book, I share my journey and the research that I found that opened my eyes to healing and helped me to understand the mind from a completely different way and understand what I needed to do to heal. And then in part 2, it shows people the process. And I call it the gift method. And I call it the gift method because when we learn how to master our own minds, it becomes a life-changing gift. And the best way to think about it is like this. You know, if we think about Freud's work, or we think about repetition compulsion or reenactments, since basically our minds repeat patterns over and over and over again, whether we realize it or not. Maybe it's a pattern of guilt or a pattern of shame or anger or upset or self-criticism or unloved, whatever it is, our minds constantly repeat patterns. And so what I found is that these patterns are what are connected to illness. We just don't realize. So it's like covertly affecting our bodies and we just don't realize it's impacting our body. And so what happens is that as we then can address these underlying subconscious patterns and transform them, it not only changes our health because it helps somebody to be able to heal themselves by getting rid of that quote unquote stress, but then it also becomes life changing because what happens is our patterns breed more of the same. So for example, you know, we've all heard before, unfortunately, that a woman can have an abusive father and leave him and find the abusive boyfriend, boss, spouse, et cetera, et cetera. And so our patterns continue in life, or even attraction theory, attachment theory, where, you know, we'll end up marrying somebody like our mother or father or whomever, because patterns can continue. And so what happens is as we understand and address these patterns that are affecting our health, it also becomes life-changing. And one way to think about it is like this, is that, you know, if somebody has a pattern of self-criticism for their entire life, who do they really become? How good do they feel about themselves? How confident do they feel? How much love do they feel compared to if they say, okay, well, self-criticism is affecting their health, so they have to genuinely change it. And as they transform that pattern, that they feel self-confidence and self-love and good about themselves, and they achieve a lot more, accomplish, they feel good and confident and more love and more self-love, that then reflects in their relationships and their life and in a beautiful way. And so so I call it the gift method, and it's really about understanding that as we learn how to heal ourselves, it becomes a life-changing gift.
Yeah, life-changing indeed. So you're that right, folks. I was a kid when I said generous, y'all. She's got gifts, y'all. Brandy got gifts. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Well, since you're a fellow podcast host, always got to ask one of those obligatory podcasting questions. So your fabulous show, Heal Yourself, Change Your Life, your magical show, what would you consider your top three lessons learned from starting, growing, and running your magical podcast?
What are the three lessons learned starting, growing, and running a podcast? That's an interesting question. You know, on my podcast, I take people on it who are experiencing pain, and I help them to shift it. And so they can experience it firsthand, what it feels like to be able to use their mind. And I think that having the right setup is important. Having the right mic is important. I mean, as far as I would say, just do it with heart. I would say that. I mean, I just have a passion for helping people. I think as long as you have a passion and you feel like you have a purpose behind it, I think I worry less about me and how I need to show up, and instead just come from my heart and want to create a change. And I think it just fuels everything. You know, that's why I have, it's an award-winning podcast. It's when I get periodically several different emails and information and this, that, the other for awards and, you know, on it. And so it's working out. All I can say, just from your heart, if you care and you're doing it, I think that's what makes the biggest difference.
There you go, folks. Right indeed. Grab a mic, do it from the heart. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. Actually put some care into it. It's right indeed. Don't slap it together. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Folks be like 4-course meal and then put up 4 magical fish sticks for no reason. Like, yeah, we call that a 4. Let me stop. Don't do that. It's called actual care, y'all. Well, speaking of magical food, if your fabulous book, Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body, You Can Be Your Own Cure. If that book were a food, what would it be and why?
If that book were a food, you have some interesting questions, my dear.
This ain't your average Yogi Bear podcast. This Yogi Bear actually has yoga pants.
All right. So, you know, it would be cake. And this is why. Is one of the analogies that I use all the time is this. When I started looking at healing myself, I could look at it objectively. And I could see that there were people who had, that people were really, really in a very stressed, like somebody with PTSD, for example, who wasn't sick. But then there could be somebody who has less stress, who is sick. So it made it clear it wasn't just about the most stress. And so what I started to realize is that it was like multiple ingredients, if you will. And that, for example, is that if somebody wants to make cake and they have flour, then they can't make cake. But if they have flour and they mix it with eggs and butter, and other ingredients, so forth, all of that, then they can make cake. And my point being is that different recipes, so to speak, different emotional recipes equate to different illnesses, which is the reason somebody with multiple personality disorder, the way I see it is, the reason that somebody with multiple personality disorder can have different pains when they're in different personalities is because there's different emotions firing. They can even have personalities that have no illness at all. And so I would say just the different mindset. And so for that reason, the analogy that I always use is about different ingredients, and that when we go to heal ourselves, typically there's multiple links or emotions in the subconscious mind that need to be changed. And so part of that can be the self-image. So there's just multiple things in the mind that need to be changed to be able to heal. And so the example that I use is cake all the time. So if it were a food, that's what I would say is cake.
You heard that right, folks. You can have your cake and eat it too, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right. Metaphorically, of course. Don't actually eat the book.
You know, when people start eating my book, I'm going to come back here and say, Dom, Dom, why are people eating my book?
That just means the mind control is working. That's all. Right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Sometimes if a listener just wakes up with a lampshade over the head, they know what happened or didn't happen. Yeah, couldn't help it. Yep. It was there for the taking. In this case, there for the punning. But hey, anyways, we're coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive. And that is, if you're to wake up tomorrow and you're 25 again, but you're still in the current year, what advice would you give to yourself?
To really understand mindset. That mindset is everything. That the more you understand your mind, the more you really transform it and change it and program it, the sky's the limit.
Here they're right, folks. It's right, hey, your mind, it's everything, y'all. It's
right, it is happiness, health, love, just enjoying life, living, just feeling alive. When you really understand how to program your mind, the amount of being able to just enjoy life is incredible. And all of the time, people will say to me, "Well, of course, you're so happy you got your life back," and I'll say, "It's actually the other way around. As I programmed my mind, my body healed." And so just the more that we really understand that change starts from within, the more it's transformative.
Yeah, transformative, y'all. That's right, indeed. You don't need to be Optimus Prime, just be yourself. That's right, indeed. Then you can have your own transformation. That's right, indeed. Positive transformation for the good. It'll be so good. It'll be better and not butter, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. And Brandon's one of the folks can help you to get there, indeed, because folks only probably heard 1% of what you actually know. So for those who need to dive into the other 99% of what you do and buy some copies of your magical book and keep up with all that you do, Brandy, what's the best way for folks to do so?
The best way actually is anywhere books are sold. You can go to barnesandnoble.com or Amazon or my website. Anywhere that books are sold, you can find a copy.
Well, there you have it, folks. Grab a copy of the book. Grab 2, 3, 4, 50. That's right, knees. Share it to friends, family, cat, penguin, dog. Heck, maybe even put on top of a camel across the Sahara. Get to the other side and share with a whole entire village, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. So that way they can realize, hey, I'm the freaking cure, y'all. My body's freaking amazing. You don't have to worry about music from the 80s. You are the cure yourself, indeed. So my goodness, any parting words before we close up shop, Brandy?
You are a unique being, and it has been a pleasure being here. And I like that smile on your face. And you're just, you're fun. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
If you're hearing this part of the episode, that means you're one cool individual. Thanks a bunch for tuning in, and if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with at least one other person in your network, bonus points for three. And be sure to check out the backlog too while you're at it, because there are hundreds of wonderful episodes to choose from as well.